Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are in this leap year, Thursday, February 29th. Only happens once every 4 years, folks. And you got 2 feet in heartbeat. We're lucky to be alive. And we're praising God every day that we got 2 feet in a heartbeat. Power Mall's now open, 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to take advantage of the 10% off of Strauss and Grown by Nature products, which ship for free, by the way. And when you order the Strauss Heart Drops, not only do you get the 10% off, but you get a free book with a heart drop orders, Beating Heart Disease. So that's a neat deal. If you shop with our Power Mall partners, please take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know so we get credit for the purchases. That's how we stay on the air. Again, we appreciate all of our donors out there, Kirvin and Janet, Vincent, Sandy, Rodney, Donnie, and Kevin, for donating to keep us on the air. 2024 is going to be mission critical. To back that up, we have been getting stories about all these millionaires out there and billionaires building bunkers, underground bunkers. They all think they're going to, you know, why would, and this is a thing about Zuckerberg building a bunker, $100 million bunker on an island that has a missile range, Barking Sands, on Kauai. Those poor people out there, they just want to be left alone, but he's all of a sudden now made him a target. And I'm just wondering, why, what on earth possessed him to do that? I would have moved to an island that's barely occupied. And if you got that much money, he could have bought Kahoolawe from the Hawaiian government. I'm sure they'd be glad to dump that rock. He could have built, you know, and taken the whole island because the Hawaiians, native Hawaiians, didn't want it. He could have bought Niihau from the Robinson Sugar Company. I mean, any number of things he could have done with all that money. I'm sure they would have loved to have gotten out of the liberal state, but I guess not. I mean, you have to be invited to Niihau. You can't just show up there. Anybody that's lived in Hawaii like me knows that. So anyway, talking about a new book out by Hugh Simpson. The crickets are now chirping again, obviously. That's the reason we couldn't get him on last week, is because AT&T went berserk. And Cricket was affected as a result of it, because it piggybacks off AT&T, I guess. I don't know. And see, people were all coming up with a solar flare. Nah, because not everybody was affected by it. But the thing is that the new book by Hugh Simpson out, God's Reset, How a Family Survives the Grand Solar Minimum, something you probably want to look into. There is a post out there called extremepreparedness.com/the perfect storm is coming, all hyphenated. The perfect storm is coming is hyphenated with a forward slash. You might want to look at that, because when the grand solar minimum hits, that's why the book is titled God's Reset. Now, I guess I should ask you, first off, welcome to the show, for starters.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not the first time you've been here warning people about what's going on. But now, with this new book out, which, by the way, if you go to our links under the guests, you'll find a link to the book and you can buy it there. So we get a little something, something for that. Why do people need to read this book?
They need to read this book because this is a real event. This is not an internet myth. It's happened over 10,000 years. My colleague is Dr. Sokova. She is a renowned solar physicist, and she used an algorithm to go back 10,000 years to study grand solar minimums and grand solar maximums. And we're right now tailing at the end of the grand solar maximum. That's why we're seeing so many solar flares. This is towards the end, and then we go into the grand solar minimum. But she found out that they happen like clockwork, every 320 to 380 years. And the last one happened over Europe, and it created such a situation that it caused a mini ice age. He does not see one this time as a mini ice age, but we will still have Arctic freezing temperatures over two-thirds of the United States of America.
Oh, my. And so when you take what happened back then versus now, what's our time frame look like?
Well, the time frame right now is that we believe you're beginning to feel the effects of the grand solar minimum in late 24 to early 25.
Wow. All right. So the thing is that this global warming and all this other garbage is just that garbage, right?
Right. She does not believe in that. And if you go to her website, you're all welcome to go to it. Now, remember, she's very scientific. She's extremely scientific. So you may have to try to understand what she's put there. But she's got her articles. She has spoken before the prestigious organization of the Royal Society of Astronomers in London. She's been written up in the Italian newspapers everywhere, all over Europe, but nowhere in the United States have they written about her. But it's called it's called Solar, S-O-L-A-R, GSM.com. SolarGSM.com is her website, and you can see all the information and other people that have interviewed her about the grand solar minimum.
Okay, I just wrote that down, and we'll make a note of that to include it in our email blast for those of you who are subscribing to it. So now, you got involved in this. How?
I got involved in it because I happened to see her YouTube workshop that she was giving to a group of physicists in England, where she now lives. She lives in England, and she teaches at one of the universities there, solar physics. And I saw her workshop, and most of it, Dave, went over my head, you know, because they were physicists. But what caught my attention is when she started talking about our Midwest, what we call the breadbasket, and how it would be so affected by this grand solar minimum with all this Arctic freezing temperature year-round, potentially for 35 years. And that caught my attention, saying, where are we going to get our food? You know, because of our basket of food coming from the Midwest. And that's what caught my attention. And then I got in touch with her, and we have been working together ever since.
Wow. See, this is pretty heavy duty stuff we're talking about here, folks. This is, you know, when you look at end of the world and everything else that's going on, I mean, we've already had just a taste of what could happen when telephones go down and your cell phone doesn't work, and people are like, what the? And then AT&T wants to give everybody a $5 credit. I mean, what a joke. You see, and now we're looking at this thing, and see, that's why Hugh wasn't here, is because Cricket was down, because it piggybacks off of AT&T. And I kind of look at this whole situation. A lot of people were saying, well, it's a test. And I'm going, no. According to AT&T, it was a software glitch. They're trying to expand their service. See, they got to come up with some sort of PR to make themselves look good. But this grand solar minimum, this is real.
That is correct. It is real. And the deal is that the Native Americans, we found out, went through the grand solar minimum. And there have been now found records of what they experienced. And it was, I'm sure, horrifying to them to see what happened.
So you've experienced this yourself or no?
No, I've not experienced that. What I'm saying is the Native Americans 350 years ago, during the last one, there are now records to show that they experienced it. They did experience, and they did talk about it.
All right. So you basically just followed up on that as part of the historical perspective that's in the book.
Yep.
All right.
For the United States of America. But, Dave, what is real interesting is the discovery I found out from my own supplier. This is how I found out about this. My supplier that supplies this hand-crank, bike-powered 1,600-watt generator, he told me that one day a contractor for Homeland Security came into his facility and said, we have seen you've been manufacturing these for first responders, the Israeli military, and everything like that, and we have need of them now. So we want you to shut down all of the sales to anybody other than us. And one day, a young man came in there, and he said, and my friend that owns this company is a born and raised Kentucky mountain man. He said, what are you using these things for? And this guy was kind of young and kind of stupid, so he kind of said, well, we have these underground abandoned mines throughout the United States that our personnel are working in, and we don't want to run wires all the way from a power unit, so we're using your crankle-watts. We're using those. We're using those to actually fire up all of our equipment down in the mines. And then he said, also, we're shipping some over to Morocco. And I thought, why are you shipping them to Morocco? What in the world are we doing over Morocco? Well, I found out that Bill Gates has residence there. The Clintons have residence. Children are coming from America with wealthy families are studying in Morocco, and they just recently, in the last year or so, deepened the harbor to let super yachts into Morocco.
Oh, my. Boy, this is sending a message to you, because, see, we've already discussed the late Peter Vincent Pry, which I wish we could have gotten him on the show before he passed on, but, you know, we've had Mr. Borchin and others on the show that talked about this in great length. But see, now you have now been ingrained in the preparedness and survival skills business for a long time now.
24 years.
And what do you make? Yeah, but what do you make of all of this? I mean, have you increased the amount of work that you're doing in this field? Are you getting more people?
Yes.
Asking about your consulting and whatnot?
More and more people are concerned, Dave, of self-reliance now. They're all beginning, and by the way, I saw a wonderful interview, and I know who the guy was, but I watched his show on YouTube, and he was showing all about the outage, and these people were, including him, were beginning to say, maybe these preparedness people aren't as nutty as we used to think they are, and maybe I better start looking into preparedness on my own. You're seeing a huge surge of people interested in preparedness. And now, you know, I'm praying for your people in Texas. I did not know until I was watching another thing last night. 500,000 acres of Texas property have been burned by the second largest forest fire in history.
Yeah, we reported on it this morning.
That's unbelievable.
Yep, and all that, all those, cattle country, you know, I mean, this is the thing. How did it start? Was it deliberate? Was it not? Was it, oh, they're going to say it was probably, oh, it's just lightning strike, or they're going to try to play this off. But, you know, they're still fighting it. And this is sad, because this is all this acreage that we've been having this discussion about, where you're going to raise your beef. And is the beef any good? And this is why the freeze-dried beef industry is starting to take off, because people like their protein. It's difficult to get it from anywhere. And you, as somebody that's been in the preparedness and survival mode for the length of time you have, U.S. government is fully aware of all of this, and they're doing nothing to protect we the people, are they?
No. Why did 13 food operations burn down suspiciously over the past few years?
Oh, I think it's been more like 113. It's been way more than that.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden, they burned down. You know, and the other thing is, I was watching what was coming across when they were talking about the fires in Texas, and people were saying, doesn't this sound like a fire that they had in Hawaii? Doesn't this sound like a fire they had a couple of weeks ago in Chile? And how about a couple of years ago, I listened to a young a physicist, she was very young, but remember the big fires in California when they found cars that had totally melted and the glass had melted too?
Yep, it's you know, the suspicion was that, and we've had people on the show that have discussed this, and that's directed energy weapons from China that are in space that actually zapped Maui, as they suspected to have in other places. But of course, nobody's talking about that. They don't want to bring it up, and you're dismissed as some sort of tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist if you bring it up. But see, the U.S. government, Hugh, has already admitted that directed energy weapons are out there. They have them. China has them. Russia probably has them. They've got hypersonic weapons. I mean, we're sitting here on the edge of World War III right now, and many commentators out there that are spreading doom and gloom are saying, you're already in World War III. You're being invaded in your southern border, and your government's doing nothing about it. I said, well, I guess our government doesn't really care if it survives or not. They're going to run to their underground bunkers, which, you know, I mean, I'm looking at this going, really? How long do they think they're going to be able to survive down there?
Right. How about those guys that took those missile silos and sold them out in less than, I think it was less than 30 days. They reconstructed them into condos starting at $5 million each. And I said, am I really going to live for 35 years in something like that?
Uh-huh.
I do not think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to wonder.
I'm not going to live underground, that is for sure.
Well, so they made a business out of this, haven't they? They turn around and they build one of these things out, and they go, well, somebody will buy it. Build it, and they will come, right?
Oh, gosh. These 400,000, 500,000-dollar underground bunkers, they said recently, I saw, this company can't even keep up with how many they're building now. They got a 24-hour crew building in three shifts, building these things.
Oh, my. Amazing. And the average person out there, we'll talk about that here in a sec. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Hugh Simpson. Go ahead.
Yeah, last night on ABC, I watched about the Texas wildfires going on. And absolutely, there are trees standing. Not burned. It's exactly direct energy weapons. And they had different, they think we're so stupid. I mean, there's pine trees that are green.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I think it's, and you said it's cattle ranching. Territory?
Well, a lot of that area is, cattle ranching. And I mean, they're burning up, you know, acreage because you can't sit there and use the excuse that we're going to recycle nature and let the grass regrow itself.
Well, when they won't let you get back on it either, I bet.
Yeah.
Just like they did in California.
Well, and Maui as well. And Maui as well. So I appreciate that, Patrice. Thanks for chiming in. Charles in Oklahoma, you're on the phone with Hugh Simpson. Go ahead. Hello, Charles. Yep, lost him there, Hugh. It's okay. Let me ask you some questions since you're in the prep situation here. The grid with the grand solar minimum. We have been talking about EMP, and we've been talking about the possibility of hypersonic weapons being used to generate it. This is something totally different. This is solar flare, coronal mass ejections. This is something on a grander scale that could affect the grid, right?
That's correct. Oh, yes, absolutely. If you have Arctic freezing temperatures, you remember in your state of Texas when they said, oh, no, those wind turbines will never freeze up. Well, I saw pictures in Texas of where they were frozen solid.
Yep. True. And the thing is that it's not just what's generating electricity out there. It's what's already there as far as the substations and everything else that's going to be affected by this. And see, we know already ahead of this that, you know, we're in 2024, an election year, Hugh, and you've got all these HV transformers all over the place that apparently now we're understanding they have back doors in them, that people coming into this country as Chinese immigrants, illegal invaders, all may have knowledge of how to disable those things and pull the plug on our entire grid in a form of a cyber attack. Which comes first, the cyber attack or the grand solar minimum?
Probably about the same time. If they're coming across, and yes, I've heard that there are a number of Chinese agents coming across the border. And I want to commend your governor for what he's trying to do down there, and our other people that have sent, like Kristi Noem and Governor Kemp and all of us that have sent National Guard down there over that 100-mile area down there. It's real interesting that since they've been down there in that area, only 3 people have gotten through per day. So now they have moved the immigration all the way over to New Mexico, Arizona, and Governor Newsom's area of California.
Yep, we heard. And they're letting people loose in there by the thousands. So good luck with that, Gavin. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Hugh Simpson. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to tell him about a book I read, and I couldn't find it in my bookshelf, but it, the main title was 1816. And what it was about was a volcano that went off in somewhere in Indonesia in 1815, and it put up, it was huge, and it put up so much particulate in the atmosphere and got caught by the jet stream that it ruined the growing seasons for 2 years in the United, in, you know, the United States and in Europe. And that would be an interesting, are you aware of that?
Yes, I am, and I'm also aware that if we have any more of the one in Iceland or the one out west, I can't think of the one where it's out west, that is all, and we have the caldera out in Yellowstone that's firing up again. That, by the way, many people don't realize, that's the largest dormant volcano in the world. It goes all the way, its fire goes all the way back into Central America. And so when that thing erupts again, my gosh, I mean, they say 500-mile radius of the caldera will be like atomic bombs have gone off. So, yeah,
well,
I'm quite aware of that.
What this said also, is the closer the eruption is to the equator in the northern hemisphere, the more it is liable to cause trouble. Like the reason the one up in Iceland is not as bad is because it's so far north, they said, but when it gets caught, when it's closer to the equator, that's when it causes more trouble worldwide. But that would be an interesting.
And by the way, wait until the entire Ring of Fire of the Pacific Ocean starts up. That's going to be amazing, and that goes right over that equator area.
Imagine how that works. Sherry in Kansas, thanks so much for your call. Charles in Oklahoma, you're back on the phone. Go ahead.
Yes, I called in before on the when the grid goes down about the wood gasifiers pulling generators. Well, our group has started doing another thing, and it's a very simple thing that any mechanical-minded person can do. Building small two-cylinder steam engines, they'll pull about 40 horsepower, and they'll also pull about a 30-kilowatt generator, which, if they are conservative with electricity, it will run 4 households. And the mechanical-minded men get together. They can even pull this up on the Internet of how to build a steam engine. They're very simple. And that's, I thought that might be helpful to people.
Charles, I'm sure it is. But, you know, I would like to know where, who is selling them. Why aren't people investing in these things and producing these things and advertising these things if they're that mechanically minded? Why aren't they taking advantage of this, Charles, and actually building these things for sale to help people out?
Well, the number one thing, financial end of the deal. I mean, to build 10,000 of these, you'd need millions of dollars. Okay, but
nobody said you need to build tens of thousands of them. You just, you know, start with, you know, a couple dozen and just work it, you know. And I mean, I don't know how much, what do you think something like that would cost to produce and build? I mean, the average person, could they afford it or no?
I'm an aircraft mechanic, so I'm kind of, it's easier for me. But I design these out of two 290 Cummins cylinders and pistons. And they're just a opposed engine. It'll take about 50 pounds of steam pressure Okay, you can, for safety, you could have like a 80-pound bypass on your boiler to where it would be safe. And all you need for electricity then is water and fire, which is going to be here.
Uh-huh, water and fire,
people
yeah.
can do it.
All right, so, but Charles, yeah, is electricity going to affect it? I mean, is the loss of electricity, is solar flare, EMP, cyber attack? I mean, obviously the cyber attack, not so much, but EMP, what we're talking about here, the grand solar minimum with coronal mass ejections and solar flares. I mean, are these things resistant to that?
Well, you're going to have some kind of a shield for your generator, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay.
That would be simple, too.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, please, if you would do us a favor and send us what you can to support at thepowerhour.com so that we can do some further research on this, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there would like to know about that. And I appreciate
including
your input.
Me.
including you.
Me. I'd like to know more about it, too. I know about Stirling engines, Charles. I'm quite familiar with the Stirling engine. You know, I've studied the Stirling engines, and they're fairly easy to build also.
But the Stirling engines don't have the horsepower to pull a generator. That's the problem. And the steam engines do. They are very powerful engines.
Okay.
And, any community, a four or five mechanical-minded men get together, they could build these like one a week. And, you know, before long, everybody's working together. And that's what it's going to take when this happens.
You're right, Charles.
You got that right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Charles.
Right. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you. Judy in West Virginia, you're on the phone with Hugh Simpson. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to mention there's a really good description of the mini ice age in Barbara Tuchman's book, Distant Mirror, The Calamitous 14th Century. You know, Barbara Tuchman was called Kennedy's historian. And all I can say is when the Baltic Sea freezes over, I'm going to be very, very scared.
Okay. Well, you need to be very, very scared because
that's what happened at the beginning of this mini ice age. The Baltic Sea froze over twice.
Wow.
Yep. That's right.
All right, I'm making notes of all of this, Judy. Making notes of all this.
Okay, that's it.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you for your call. So we're coming up to the break, and Hugh's going to stay with us because I know a lot of you have questions. And, you know, if the grid gets affected as drastically as what Hugh is claiming, before we go to the break, what alternatives do people have?
Well, the alternative is, like that man is talking about there, you know, I keep in my closet here, I have a mini solar system, you know, I keep it in my apartment in North Carolina, that I can literally face out the window of where I live, okay, and I can collect that energy, and it can run three LED lights for me all night long.
There you go. Well, that's the solar generator. I have one, too, and we're at break right now, but we're going to come back with Hugh Simpson. We're going to talk more about the grand solar minimum. Obviously, this generated a lot of concern. Phone lines are going to be open. We're going to talk about Raptor domes for those of you who are looking to get yourself somewhat resilient to this situation facing us after these words. Stay with us.
And writing us products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Thursday leap year, February 29th, 2024. We're in kind of a weird situation right now. We've got Hugh Simpson with us, who has a book out, God's Reset, How a Family Survives the Grand Solar Minimum. I guess before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, welcome back to the segment. And how do we survive the grand solar minimum? Man, this is a big chore. I mean, people need to start preparing now. I mean, do they need to take this seriously, or are they going to succumb if they don't prepare?
Absolutely, they need to take it seriously. This is the time to take everything seriously. I know you're in, I think if I remember correctly, Dave, you live in South Texas, correct?
Well, yeah, no, yes and no. I haven't announced that officially.
Okay.
I'm hidden in the hinterland. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, let me say that South Texas below Austin is, as we look currently from the previous grand solar minimum, appears to be very safe. And it's ironic that Mexico is one of the safest areas of all. Isn't that ironic?
Uh-huh. And why all these people are coming here, they could literally be walking into a death trap.
Absolutely. And why are so many Americans going down in one particular state, I can't remember which call, and starting to live down in that particular state of Mexico?
Interesting question. Hard to say.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, they're buying like crazy down there.
So south of the equator.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing is that Florida, oh my gosh, Florida will probably get another extra million to 2 million other people moving in.
They're not ready for that. I can tell you, having lived there, they're not ready for that infrastructure shift that's going to hit them. They're not ready. There's no way they can prepare in that amount of time.
No. And so, therefore, as I said in the book, if you read the book, governors like Governor DeSantis and others are going to say, you can't come across our border. They're going to have people there stopping people from coming and moving in. It is going to be a complete chaos.
You know, that's amazing, because the people who are there now are having to put up with all of this. And I watch the news in Florida constantly, and I see the crime rate going up and up and up.
That is correct. And their mortgages. Oh, and how about three major companies have pulled out of the state of Florida insuring homes?
Bingo.
Including State Farm.
Yep. They don't want to insure them anymore because it's just too risky down there, and they're suffering. I just talked to an insurance agent there last month, and she said that the insurance rates on homes down there have gone up over 40%.
Yep. And guess where else they're going to go up? California, due to the San Diego situation and all of those places over there with the flooding. They say that that's going to make their insurance go up.
All right. So, as far as alternatives, you know, not everybody can move into Mexico all of a sudden. I mean, the Mexican government doesn't want them there. And see, people, a lot of people are just like, oh, it's not that big a deal. And see, I guess they haven't read your book yet. I've just been talking about, just matter of fact, as far as EMP goes, any electromagnetic pulse event is EMP. It's a geomagnetic event that's going to affect the grid. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And with this new satellite that Russia is working on, that you've probably heard about, that Putin is working on right now, that has the concern of one of our senators, and they've even talked about it recently in Washington, that it can target satellites.
We knew
it
about that. Satellite killer? Yeah.
Satellites.
And, you know, now all of a sudden they're attacking the congressman that brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Like he's
they
in
want,
that case.
Do you, I mean, Hugh, do you really want, you really think that our government wants to see America implode on itself? You really think that's the ultimate thing here? If it isn't the grand solar minimum that gets us, it's going to be EMP or World War III and all the hypersonic missiles shutting down our grid, cyber attacks and all that. You really think our government wants to see this country implode?
I don't know. You know, there was a wonderful show. They pulled it off the air on CBS. I bet you watched it, Dave, when it was on, called Jericho. Do you remember that show?
I do remember that. Yep.
And what did they do? They had a situation where baby nukes were going off across all of America, right? And they found out that it was a segment of a dark area of the U.S. government that was doing it. And, you know, it divided the United States up. I think Texas was its own government and everything like that, because they could be and whatever. And I looked at that and I said, my God, this is pretty interesting. You know, this is pretty much something. They shot that show up in Canada, and they did everything. They asked ABC to remove it. They asked them to stop the community, the production of that show and everything like that, and eventually the show was stopped.
Yeah, they don't want the word getting out, obviously. wow. And so, see, before we went to break, we were playing U.S. Coin Capital. I think that a lot of people need to start putting this in their portfolio and buying junk silver and whatever they can, because barter, I think, is going to be huge if the grid goes down. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I've written a book on called Barter Wealth. I've written a book called Barter Wealth, and I was sort of like the barter king of Atlanta. I've bartered over a quarter of a million things in barter, okay? I learned about it in the 80s when I had my first barter deal, because my client said, oh, by the way, my husband brings Mercedes in, and he may have an extra one that somebody's turning in so they get the new Mercedes and everything like that. He was a pilot for Eastern. She said, would you like to have a Mercedes? And you can do my PR, and we'll do a barter. I'd never heard of it, Dave, before. Boy, did I like that idea, and I got a Mercedes.
Good for you.
I had a Cadillac.
All on barter. See, this is what I mean, folks.
All
if
on
you
barter.
Don't,
I've lived in places. I lived in a three fireplace, beautiful home in Atlanta, all on barter.
Oh my gosh. And see, not only that, but I mean, you have to actually gain knowledge and understanding about how to negotiate it, especially in a down situation, because if the grid goes down, people are going to get desperate. And I have said it in my book, Doom to Repeat, and I know you have said it, that they come to your front door and they're begging, and then begging turns to demanding, demanding turns into violence, because these people are going to be starving.
That is correct. That is right there. You've just said it. They're going to be starving. And what are you going to do? You're going to shoot a five-year-old that's taking a tomato out of your garden? I don't think so.
It's going to be hard. You know?
It's going to be hard.
I mean, the thing. So,
the great thing about it is, Dave, you are a Christian-based company. You're a Christian-based operation. I just say, the Lord has got control, and I can only do what I can do and pray for the rest.
That's right. I mean, we have to know this. I mean, I've got people calling wanting to know if they'd be able to survive in the Northeast if you didn't have the means to move. I mean, this is a thing that's plaguing a lot of Americans. They're on fixed incomes. They're on Social Security. It's all they got. They're barely able to live hand to mouth, and they can't actually, I mean, whatever they have to sell, they're not going to get equity out of it because a lot of that equity has been raped here in America. So, I mean, what do they do? What options do they have?
Well, the option is that we have found the 100-mile strip of property that appears to be okay. We're not saying for sure, but it appears to be, and it's pretty rural. And, I have a land broker that has, by the way, since we talked about that, he said you'd be not surprised you to find in that 100-mile strip there. I don't know how it got out. Maybe you talked about it or whatever, but he said our prices are starting to go up in that area. At one time, we had a 15-acre area with forest behind it based on a little rural highway, $55,000. And
yeah,
community living. What you do is you bring your people together. You will not survive this situation by being solar, okay, meaning solo, excuse me, solo.
Yeah.
Being solo. This is when we have to come together as Christians, as we are supposed to come together as brothers and sisters, in an eco-village. And that's what I consult and design. I consult and design eco-villages.
Okay, so with eco-villages, we're talking now about the Raptor Domes, right?
Raptor Domes, exactly right. Here's the deal, Dave. I have tried. I have had people say, oh, I'm really interested. I'm going to do this. I want to do this with you. It is still an open deal to anybody where I have at raptordomes.com a business opportunity. I'm looking for somebody because I'm 77. I'll be 78 this coming Monday. I'm looking for somebody to take over the Raptor Domes business. I'll teach them, you know, everything I know about it. And I will stay with them for a year and do all their marketing. And all I want out of it is royalties on each dome. And I have at that website exactly what I want as royalties.
Okay. And so the name of the website is?
Raptor, R-A-P-T-O-R, domes.com, raptordomes.com. I'm going to tell you what they're going to need. They're going to need a CNC router, okay? They might be able to rent the use of one in their community and let the people do it. I have seen what a CNC router can do. It can do the struts and it can do the hubs. All I have to do is stand there and put the wood up there and or the plywood up there for the hubs, and it does all the rest. And then pull it off, put it on the side, wrap it up, put it on pallet, and ship it.
Okay. Makes sense.
And
now,
also, I have a source. They're Chinese. Everything manufactured now is coming from Chinese. Mm-hmm. They can deliver that CNC router for $10,000.
Okay.
So that is open right now.
All right. Now, do you have one of these in your possession?
What is that, a router?
Uh-huh. The CNC router. Do you have it?
No, I do. I'll tell you what happened. We were getting ready to make these right here in Western North Carolina in my own town. We had a $250,000 router that my friend, his company owned, and then we had a thing called COVID come. COVID come. Guess what? That business went out of business, and, you know, I didn't even realize it because I just happened to be driving out there and said, why, what's wrong with that company there? It looks like they're out of business. And they had a sale sign on the building, found out they went out of business.
Oh, my.
Now, they had the router in there, but I don't know if they took the router out. I don't know what happened, but that killed my situation there. Then I had a pulmonary embolism and was in the ICU for 17 days, and the only reason I had a pulmonary embolism is that I dropped a pallet that I was working with. I dropped a pallet on the instep of my right foot, and I looked down, ow, and all of a sudden I saw bone and blood. You know, and evidently, I did not know about this, that evidently a blood clot developed, even though they had stitched it up, a blood clot developed, and it traveled up my leg and caused a pulmonary embolism.
Ouch. Well, I'm glad you survived it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's right.
Now the thing is, I've had Joel Skousen on the horn here before, and I'm sure that, you know, he's got the book out, Strategic Relocation, and a lot of people are like, look, I'm not moving. I'm just going to stay right here where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at. But see, he's telling people, look, if surviving matters to you, because there's a lot of people in our audience that are just like, look, I'm nearing the end of life anyway. I don't care what the outcome is. If I'm going to go, it's my time. It's my time. But the thing is that, I mean, is that really what God wants? Is that part of the book too? I mean, do you discuss that in the book?
How about this? I've heard the same thing in another show that I've done. Okay. I heard somebody say the very same thing that you just said. And I said, what about your children? What about your grandchildren? Do you want them to die too? Then
thank
they say,
that.
Oh, I hadn't thought about my own children and my grandchildren.
Yeah, see, that's the old case. My late mom did that too. Que sera, sera. And they forget about everything else.
Yeah, they forget. They want the grandchildren to come and visit, but they forget that they may need to help them survive. You know? We don't want these kids. I'm telling you, I've been studying Gen Z kids today, and I have studied them quite extensively. They are like my parents, because I found out in studying them, Dave, when they went through the 2008 situation with their millennial parents, they were scared to death because they saw what it did to their parents. So they don't want this happening to them. And so, therefore, they're working their fanny off. They work. They love to work. They love money. They love to be with their parents. They love their family. It's amazing. But this is the generation that was my parents that are now returning in the Gen Z. And do we want those kids dead? No.
Well, somebody's got to carry on. I mean, that's the way it is because, I mean, everybody always does. Now, safe areas, have you researched safe areas in the USA specifically? I mean, you talked about the southern portion of Texas, and if you've ever been down there, it's kind of like the flats, and the water table there is kind of weird.
How about this new thing that has come out? Have you heard about it? You can build it for about $300, okay? Have you heard about the new thing that they got the technology from Israel? Okay, the guy got technology. He got the technology from Israel. He's out in Arizona. That for $300, you can build a unit that pulls the water out of the sky, pulls the air. I mean, the water out of the air, and you have good water.
I have heard of that.
Well,
that's
going to
be
water.
Yeah, that's going to be important.
There's your water, because he found out. I don't know if you know his story or not. He was at home and at night, and he heard a noise outside and went outside, and these guys were stealing his water barrels.
Oh, my.
They were stealing the 55-gallon water barrels. And they put a gun up to his head and said, don't move. Now, they're going to start stealing water. When I was on with Art Bell, when Art was alive, I said, Art, why do you live out in Nevada? He said, why? What's the problem out here? Water wars. Water wars. Water. Water. You know, and what did we begin to see? Water wars. We began to see states arguing among each other. Hell, they have down here, when I lived in Georgia, we had Alabama, Georgia, and Florida arguing over the Chattahoochee River.
Yep, I remember that.
What's going to happen down in Florida on the St. John's River that runs throughout there? Are they going to argue between counties down there? Well, you're taking away from my water.
Yep. Now I'm just encouraging people to look into these shallow wells. Dustin in Michigan, you're on with Hugh Simpson. Go ahead.
Good morning. Earlier you were asking another caller why there's no companies that are building things like Stirling generators or what was the other one? Steam engine generators, things like that. There's a case example out of a company in Ann Arbor, Michigan, who developed this Stirling cycle generator. It was basically for small apartments. The idea was to have your heat, hot water, and 5 kilowatts of electricity run off of a multi-fuel situation. Say natural gas would be available. Well, they developed this thing down there. They had several students from U of M help them out, and they had a really good product. However, they couldn't get it authorized to sell it in the U.S. So what they did was they started selling it over in the U.K. So that was the only viable option they had there. So it's purely political. That's one thing. I'm really into people trying whatever actually works for them. You know, so if somebody says, oh, well, gee, a steam engine is only 12% efficient for the amount of energy you put in for what you get out. Well, if you didn't do that, you'd get zero. So, you know, if you're able to build a steam engine and you don't have the technology to build a Stirling cycle engine, that's fine. A lot of people poo-poo the Stirling cycle engine theories, and what they don't realize is most of the refrigeration in the world strives to be at the perfect Stirling cycle. If you look at Stirling cryo coolers, India is just off the charts with the education of their students on that subject. So there again, it basically boils down to the politics.
I believe that, Dustin. I appreciate that.
It boils down to the recent situation of the chaos of bringing parts and where are all the parts coming from. I mean, almost every part that needs to be manufactured in the United States of America is now coming from China. And I had a friend of mine tell me that they held him up for extra money because they said they wouldn't ship his container over here that he needed with the products in there until they paid him extra money.
Oh, my. Oh, that's extortion. That's what they're doing, and this is the nature of the beast now. It's kind of sad. I appreciate your call, Dustin. Thanks. Eric in Missouri trying to catch up with all the callers before we end our session for today. We could have Hugh on for 3 segments in this because, I mean, there's just so much to talk about. Eric, go ahead.
Oh, good. I was trying to think and figure out who was the guy that was trying to build these dome houses, and then when he said the router, I said, that's him. But I got a little... Well, I've got a farmhouse with 2 of these floor furnaces in them, like your grandparents had. It was actually my grandparents' farmhouse, and that doesn't use any electricity for the thermostat. And I was driving in, and 2 towns, electricity was out, so I went in to kick the heat on, and it came right on. So if you got propane, a 1,000-gallon propane tank, that could get you by for a while for heat.
Well, it will, but depending on how you're doing it, I know that, we used 150 gallons out of my 1,000-gallon tank over the course of a year, and that was to power a gas propane stove, a propane tankless water heater, which had to have electricity anyway to run the meter, 110, but still, and then the propane fireplace. So, we had all that, and we went through 150 gallons, so, I mean, I'm sure that it would last, but if you have a generator connected to that, you got 6.5 days worth of electricity, which is why when I looked at what I did building down there in Texas, I'm like, this is not going to work. I need to get solar. Hugh, you're already reading well past this. I know we got a minute left. Go ahead.
35 years is the amount of time they suggest that this one will last, 35 years. So I don't know if propane and gas is going to last, but I will tell you one thing. Even as cold as it's going to get, Dave, the sun's still going to be out because it ain't going to go away.
That's right. Well, I appreciate that, Hugh Simpson. Take a look at this book through our website, folks. You go to where the guests tab is and you click on that. The book will be there. God's Reset, How a Family Survives the Grand Solar Minimum. Yep. Eco Villages looks like the answer. But of course, you know, to each his own. We're going to behave like that. Hugh, thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, it's amazing. We get to talk to somebody that's been on Art Bell, been around the block, and sees all of this thing coming down the way it is. Don't say we didn't warn you. We'll be back tomorrow with our Friday edition. Oh my gosh, it's going to be March 1 tomorrow. Spring is almost upon us. But are you ready to survive the grand solar minimum? Ah, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.